In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. We invite all the young people forward, children, for our sermon today. And I'm going to ask you if you could bring your bulletin, or if your parents would hand you a bulletin to bring it forward. I want to talk about what's on the picture. We have a very special weekend today. You've heard, as you all have on, you all know what this weekend is, right? Thank you, honey. You can keep that. Have a seat. What's this weekend? What's related to your outfit? Special holiday weekend, right? You guys want to come over a little bit more? You okay? Yes, sir. 4th of July weekend, right? We're celebrating that with lots of great music, and we're going to honor our country and the freedoms that we have and all of the blessings that we have that people have worked so hard for in our country. I want to ask you to look at this front of the bulletin. Do you see a lady in red? Where is the lady in red? Do you want to share with me? Where's the lady in red? Okay. What is she doing? Is that her hand? What's she doing? She's touching something, right? Who's this? Jesus. That's right. What's she touching? Is that his coat? Okay. So the story is that she was very, very sick. He did a great job. And she thought she would reach out and touch Jesus' coat like this. And she thought she'd get some healing with that. Because she knew that he was a man of healing and of great power. And so she reached out to try to touch him. And she said to herself, but she's been sick for many years, and walked through that big crowd. You see all those people behind him? Standing room only, big crowd. And said, if I touch his clothes, if I only touch his clothes, I will be made well. And I will not be sick anymore. You know, the girl over here on the right, what is she doing? She's lying down, right? She was very, very sick too, this little girl, Jairus' daughter. And that's another picture of Jesus. It's like two different pictures. And he's leaning over and touching her. And he's healing her. She had actually been so sick that she died and went to heaven. And Jesus had the power to bring her back to life and to make her well again, so she didn't have any more pain or suffering or sickness. And you know, as I was thinking and praying about this weekend, about what to talk about, because I usually plan way in advance. We prepare a couple months in advance on the schedule of who's preaching when. And I thought about this lesson and this beautiful picture on our bulletin and the gospel reading. And I couldn't help think about what's been in the news lately, down on the border of Texas and Arizona and places like that. Children and families coming here from places like Honduras and El Salvador and Mexico to escape the difficulties and the dangers that they have in those countries, to come to a safe place. A nation that this weekend upholds the ethics and the morals and the values that the Statue of Liberty says when you come into New York Harbor, of welcoming all onto this land. And I couldn't help think about all the people. Elliot, you want to come up a little bit? Can you hear me okay? Okay, buddy. Come on up here. Sit next to Miss Megan. I couldn't help but think about all the freedoms that we have and the difficulties that these children are having coming to the border, and their families. And what's happening in our nation right now is not really what our values are. And what's happening is that the government is taking families and separating parents from children. And when I saw this picture of the lady in red who said, if I only touch his clothes, I will be made well. I thought of it as a metaphor, which is a fancy word you'll learn later, but I thought of it as if I only make it to the U.S., I will be made well. If I only touch the shores of the country that stands for freedom and protection of all humanity, I won't be in danger anymore. And if I was a mom or dad in Honduras or Nicaragua, and there were drug lords and danger and violence and gangs, I would do the same thing. And I bet you your parents would do the same thing to protect you, because they love you so much, just like Jesus loves us. And when I saw the girl on the right who was very, very sick and who had died, I thought of myself of a lot of children who didn't make it to our border, who maybe are not with us now but are in heaven from those countries. And when what our government is doing, which you can talk to your parents later about that if you want, maybe they've told you, maybe they haven't, let them be the ones to talk to you about that. I thought, that's not the way that Jesus would do it. Because Jesus said that children are to be loved and cared for just like everyone else. And Jesus used children a lot as a model, because back in the day, children were a lot lower than they were today. Often you had to fend for yourself out on the streets. And so Jesus really makes a point by saying to us, by raising this daughter, Jairus' daughter, by letting the woman be healed, that we too need to be healed, that our nation needs to be healed, that our leaders need to be healed. Because what's happening on the border with some children from these countries, it's not about politics. It's about right and wrong. It's about ethics. It's about morality. And there's no way to parse that any other way. We can dress it up and put lipstick on a pig. Do you know what that means? You can take something difficult and try to make it fancy and spin it with all these talk shows, but it's still wrong is wrong. And y'all know that because y'all parents teach you. Y'all know that. Y'all know what's right and wrong. But something is happening in our country, and I don't know if you can feel it. Maybe you're not tuned into that. Maybe your parents can feel it, but our leaders of the government in the Congress are saying that's wrong. That putting children in internment camps is morally wrong. That's not what the United States is about. That's not what morality is about. It's about what Jesus teaches us about love and compassion and care. You know, when Jesus was a little baby, and just after he was born, probably before he was two, his mommy and daddy had to leave the Holy Land, because there was a bad king that was trying to hurt them. And they fled to Egypt. And the Egyptians welcomed them. Gave them food. Gave them medicine. Gave them love. Cared for them. Just like Jesus would care for us. And so, one of the things that I came across, now this quote may be a little over your head. It may be more for your parents. It's by a guy named C.S. Lewis, who wrote a book in 1952 called Mere Christianity. Anybody read that, adults? Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. He says, the Christian does not think God will love us because we are good, but that God will make us good because he loves us. The Christian does not think that God will love us because we are good, but that God will make us good because he loves us. God loves us no matter what. And when we feel that love of God and that compassion that Jesus has for us, what God asks us to do is to take that in and to drink it in, to make it part of our entire being, and then turn around and love God and love our neighbor and love ourselves. And our neighbor is anyone in the world, not just if they have a U.S. passport. And so, but you know what happened yesterday morning in our nation? And I was going to go to this thing in downtown Fort Worth, but my air conditioner broke, and I was dealing with that for 6 hours. And had to move into a hotel to get some air conditioning. First world problems, I know. It really is, right? People said, enough is enough. And they stood up and they marched. And they said, surely we are better than this in a nation that's celebrating July 4th this weekend. And it was amazing to see the turn and the tide turn in our nation and our leaders. And something new is happening. Something good is happening because people are saying, enough of the insanity of the last 18 months. Wrong is wrong and right is right. These are children. How old are you, sweetheart? 7? And how about you? 6? How old are you? 4. You know, I read something last night on Facebook. A friend of mine has a 4-year-old daughter. She might look like you. And he said, she was crying, and I put her down to bed, and it took an hour and a half to get her finally quiet to go to bed. Did you go to bed? There's a lot of kids that don't have mommy and daddy to help them go to bed right now. But our nation is standing up. And as Christians, we are called to also stand up. And when we see something wrong, we say it. Because if we don't say anything, our silence means that we approve. We're complicit. And that's a fancy word, a $5 word. But we're complicit. But we don't want to be complicit because that's not what Jesus teaches us. So I am excited that Jesus healed this woman. And I'm excited that he raised this little girl right here who was sick from the dead when she was in heaven. He brought her back to life. And I'm excited that our nation is standing up and people are marching and saying, right is right and wrong is wrong. And maybe God is doing something new. That's the hope I have. I don't watch the news anymore because what's the newest thing today? But I take hope that there is a movement of love and compassion in everything Jesus teaches us to care for anyone who's hurting. And I want to ask you guys to pray with me right now. We do that? All right. You want to do the prayer? You want to do prayer hands? Want to do prayer hands? Okay, let us pray. Holy God, we pray for all of those in the world who are hurting, especially children. We pray that our leaders and those who volunteer may have compassion and grace to reach out to help them, to feed them, to help protect our borders that we need to, but to do it in a way that is lifting up of humanity and not tearing it down. And we pray, God, that you continue to shine light in the darkness and to spread your love around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.